Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. And today we come from the United States with Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Receive Life.
A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. As I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of nations, so shall you summon a nation you knew not, and nations that knew you not shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way, and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. And my word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord. On this Holy Saturday, Easter Vigil, this reading from Isaiah is only one of the many for this liturgy. After thoughtful consideration, I decided to use this one, and my goodness, it is rich. Looking and thinking deeply about it, the theme of abundance is obvious. Ponder these words indicating generosity, love, and great abundance. Water. Receive, without paying, satisfy, bread, rich fare, forgiving, delight, eat well, life, benefits, mercy, generous, fertile. As we listen tonight, as we welcome our feast and resurrection reality, this reading adds to our delight. This reading calls us to let go of the stuff of our pain, shame, difficulties. In union with the resurrected Christ, we too can be renewed in life, refreshed in who we are called to be. Our passage reads, "Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life." In letting go of the stuff that we think matters but really does not, we receive the rich fare, as noted in this reading. We are to listen also, that we may have life. Listen? How? We are called to pause so that we might listen. We are called to shift our attention that we might listen to the important words of our resurrected Christ. Why do we make this so hard? I maintain that down deep we know this is how we are to act. This is how we are to listen. This is how we make ourselves ready for the best gifts of all, the rich fare. But our world gets in the way. And Isaiah also quotes our God as saying, His words are high above ours. His ways are high above our ways. To access these gifts, we ready ourselves. We give thanks for the beautiful liturgy of this night. We slip into that other area filled with rich fare, because that is what he wants for us. Our Easter vigil, darkness moving into celebratory light, is gift of itself. Let us be the fertile ground, awaiting the delight, the mercy, the water, the bread, the new life to surpass all life. Happy Easter. Thank you.